Welcome to Your Odyssey Podcast, where your guides, Tara and Karen, invite you on a transformative journey toward wholeness and personal growth. Each week, we'll discuss topics related to the human experience and offer insights to help you along the way. Please note, this podcast should not replace medical care or advice. We are not licensed healthcare professionals or mental health therapists. If you enjoyed today's episode, subscribe so you don't miss out on our future discussions. So, explorers, let's dive into today's episode. Welcome, explorers. Have you ever felt your efforts to express affection go unnoticed or perhaps misunderstood? Or wondered why performing a simple act impacted someone so deeply? In this second episode of our Love Unveiled series, Karen and I are discussing love languages, the unique ways we express and receive love. Knowing how we communicate love can transform our interactions and enhance our connections, whether in the warmth of romantic partnership or the bonds of family. Mm-hmm. So grab a cozy seat and let's get started.
Let's get to figuring it out. How do you do love? How do you speak love? How do I speak love? Let's talk about it.
The five love languages is a theory pioneered by renowned author and relationship counselor, Dr. Gary Chapman. The five love languages changed how many people understand and navigate their relationships.
Right, because prior to that, people were like, this is
I love you.
Is how I don't feel it.
There's nuance to love.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. His groundbreaking book offered insights into how we can relate more effectively with our partners, friends, and family. I would love to relate more effectively with the people I love.
And it's not until you're asking these questions that you can respond and give the people you love what they need in the form they're most ready to receive it. Yeah, it's beautiful.
Before we dive into the five love languages, I do want to make a quick note. There's controversy with everything. I feel like it's somebody going to have an issue with something.
Oh, yeah.
We are not saying that these love languages are scientific facts or proven, but you know, anything that helps us in our relationships, I'm all for it.
Exactly. Use this and anything else, right?
That works for you.
As tools. Right. If this resonates with you and it feels like, yeah, my partner totally.
I can see that. And this helps me.
Right. It helps you communicate more effectively, which is the foundation of any good relationship.
Mm-hmm. All right. Five love languages. First is words of affirmation. This love language expresses love through verbal compliments, words of appreciation, and encouraging messages. It's about acknowledging and affirming your partner's worth.
That's really interesting because as a writer, I love words. It's not my highest one, but I didn't realize that this is number two for me.
Yeah, it is number two for you.
Because I want to hear with words that I love so much, I want someone to express themselves to me or how they feel about me or if they're noticing, you know, something that I did.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Yeah.
It's verbally saying or writing a note that says, I love you. Do you strike me as a love notes person?
Do you think?
Yeah, I mean,
yeah, I do.
If I were to say, or just sending a supportive text that says, I believe in you. You've got this.
I do that for people, but I didn't realize that it was important for me. Here's one of those instances where you do, and you're like, wait a minute. I feel like I'm not getting this back. And if it's pretty important to you, you need to express that to the people.
Yeah.
Right? Be like, it would be lovely if you could once in a while.
Every now and then.
Send me a note, little just text. Yeah.
Their love language is acts of service. This language focuses on doing things that our people appreciate, such as helping with chores or tasks that lighten their load. It shows love through actions, flashback to episode one of the series, rather than words.
Right. Like, don't just talk the talk. Walk the walk. Empty the damn dishwasher.
Please. Don't like, just acknowledge that.
A huge
hey, you
love.
Know that dishwasher is clean.
dot. Yeah.
Yeah, you gonna do something about it? Yeah. Could you handle that, please? It also looks like running errands for our people or picking up groceries or doing the meal train. All of those things. The doing of love. Another love language is receiving gifts.
let you guys in on a little secret about me and Karen. Receiving gifts is the number 5 of the 5 love languages for the both of us.
It is the very bottom one.
We acknowledge them. We appreciate them, but it's not how we love. For some people, receiving tangible symbols of love is very meaningful. Gifts don't necessarily have to be expensive. They just have to convey thoughtfulness and effort.
Yeah,
you were thinking of me. I was thinking of you. I got you this thing. Now, I want to say...
I love when you pause like that.
It is very important to... remember the piece about thoughtfulness and effort.
Yes. Yes.
If, let's say, I'm going to use the example you just did this weekend, trying to hang something up in my house, and you bring me a jackhammer and say I was thinking of you, baby, you weren't thinking of me. Just, you were not.
Right. Or you weren't listening real hard.
Probably both. It involves a little bit more care than just, I got you something. Like, I'm allergic to avocados and you brought me a whole 5-pound bag.
That's the thing. It has to be about the other person. It can't be like, I was thinking about you, so I got you what I like or what, right. What I wanted to get you. Yeah.
So this looks like getting them their favorite snack or a book by their favorite author. It requires a little bit more effort than just, I got you something.
Right. Like some random thing.
What am I supposed to do with this?
What am I going to do with mouse traps? I don't know. What? I don't know.
Another love language is physical touch. For many, physical contact is an important way to express love. This includes all aspects of physical affection, from hugs to holding hands and cuddling.
Love all those. I love all those.
I'm happy for you.
I love all those. I'm such a sensory person. Just like, you rub my shoulders, you're my friend for life. I will always love you.
I think about when dogs trust you, they'll roll over and expose their belly for you to rub. Puppies, they're all up in your personal space. Let me just scooch on in here.
They're like, let me just climb up on you, you know?
Just love on you.
That's so cute.
The fifth love language is quality time. This love language values undivided attention and meaningful conversations. It's about being present and engaging without distractions.
It's the present of presence. I love that. Can we be in this mindful moment together and be looking at each other and connecting on a deeper level? Yeah.
Please. Yes. And thank you.
Like big talk versus small talk? Yes. All about it.
5lovelanguages.com, where you can go if you don't know your love languages. Yes. It's just like a series of questions. Don't think too hard about it. Just, which of these do I prefer? Yeah. And it'll spit out some results for you so you can find out what your love language is.
I feel like we both feel like it's really spot on. Like, it, right? Even in terms of the percentages, I'm like, yeah. Oh yeah, that definitely is a lot more, or that one is slightly more. Those two are exactly the same. It just feels right.
Yeah. And I think what helped me in doing this, like I took this love languages test probably, I want to say like 10 years apart, and it was the exact same, pretty consistent. Oh, but what was really helpful for me was the definitions of what they mean, because I could have an idea of what quality time looks like,
right,
but then be like, well, I still don't feel it. And it's like, oh, well, it's the distracted. Like, I want undivided. This is me and you time.
Really connected.
Let's have a real conversation.
Like here.
Recognizing our love language and those around us can create stronger, more fulfilling relationships. Sometimes we have mismatched love languages. So what I want us to talk about here is the mismatched love languages and how we can potentially bridge the gaps. Yeah. I have a few examples in my personal life of mismatched love languages. I'm trying not to call out the people specifically because I don't know if they like when I do that, but we'll see what happens. Different love languages can lead to misunderstandings and feelings of disconnect. One example is that someone I love, my number 5 love language is their number 1 love language.
That's tricky. That doesn't feel natural.
So in this relationship, in order to continually pour love or show love to them, like, I have to really think about it. Like, I have to be very intentional about loving them well, how they receive it.
Right.
It's a challenge, y'all. I'm like,
yeah, like no lie.
It is so challenging.
Because you want it to be authentic.
Mm-hmm.
And you want it to be something that you're really thinking about. It's a thoughtful act, but it's something that actually, you knowing the person well and loving the person, you'll know this information about them. What would resonate with them? What would they enjoy? It's not about what you would enjoy giving. It's about what would they enjoy receiving. Go.
Yeah.
Do. Show. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Act. Okay. Yeah. Got it.
Yep.
Yeah. I could see that.
It's very tricky. It's very tricky.
It is, because sometimes the way we want to express love to someone is how we want to express love to someone.
Like, that's what's most natural to us.
Right. It feels most natural to express love in this way, and then it's not received. You're like, what?
Confusion. What are we doing?
Like, what's happening? Why aren't they acknowledging? What did I do? We naturally want to express love in the ways maybe that we want love. Mm-hmm. It goes back to being able to love ourselves, mm-hmm. how we want to be loved. Show yourself that. Spend quality time with yourself.
Yes.
So that you can understand what that feels like. Then know the other person well enough to know how they want to be loved and act.
Oh, I did want to pull up something that I saw about when we don't receive love, how we actually want to receive love. Mm. How we withhold our love is actually the exact opposite of what we would want. So let's say, for example, our primary love language is quality time.
Yes.
When we are hurt or triggered, our first instinct is to isolate.
Right, to withdraw.
I wanted to pull that up because this is quite interesting.
Oh, is really interesting.
Words of affirmations, it's a silent treatment.
Yes. When we feel hurt, when our child self is in the driver's seat and we feel offended and hurt, then we pull the plug, or we get reactive.
Right.
But if we're resourced and we're giving ourselves what we need, then it's a little less.
So it looks at love languages and toxic traits. So it says people's toxic traits are usually the opposite of their love languages. So if your love language is acts of service, your toxic trait is not asking for help. Like, mm-hmm. I got it. I can do it all. Like, you put on your cape. It's a cycle of, I can do this. I don't need any help. I can do it all by myself.
Really?
But you want
and need is for people to be helping, for people mm-hmm. to be doing the thing.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I totally did that in my marriage. I'm like, oh, you can't. Okay, well, I'm just going to do it all.
Yeah.
And then there's going to be bigger walls.
And then if your love language is quality time, the opposite of that, what you do is isolate. If your love language is physical touch, you lean towards avoidance. Mm. If your love language is gift giving, the toxic side of that looks like impulse shopping.
It makes so much sense. If you have this thing, this is how you want it to be expressed to you, and somebody doesn't get it, then you're just like, well, then I'm just
going to show them that I don't love them by withholding the thing
that I want. Right. That's super reactive. It's a protection mechanism.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it feels
absolutely
like.
Absolutely. Right? Over time, these persistent misunderstandings can lead to resentment. When one person consistently feels that their way of expressing affection is overlooked, this can lead to frustration. How do we bridge the gap of mismatched love languages?
You gotta navigate it.
Number one is open communication.
You mean have a conversation about it directly?
Imagine that.
I knew that was gonna be the first. I'm like, can we please just talk about this?
Can we just
so that
talk?
We're clear.
Ooh. Yeah. We please just talk about this? That's why your thing is the way it is. Share what makes you feel loved and appreciated. And if you don't know, take this. Answer the questions. Mm. This can be done through the love languages quiz or workshops exploring love languages, whatever it is. Just have the conversation.
Mm-hmm. Nobody's a mind reader.
I know sometimes it might feel like we read minds, but we're just intuitive and we know ourselves.
Tell me what you want, need, desire for me to express love to you well.
Mm-hmm.
Than just like they shot just in the dark.
And it is like, yeah, I got it. Yeah, love. Oh,
just tell me.
Nope.
Just let me know.
Another way to bridge the gap is to practice empathy. We should strive to understand things from the other person's perspective. When we acknowledge their feelings and desires, we build deeper emotional connections.
And when you acknowledge that, their feelings and desires, it may be a little bit of a doorway into you being able to express that better, even if it's like, say, you're fifth and it doesn't feel natural. But if you have the conversation, you can empathize, you can be in their shoes and experience that, then you're like, oh, I can do that.
Yeah.
Like, you can come up with your own creative ways to do that.
Mm-hmm. Another way to bridge the gap is to adapt and compromise. Once we've had our conversation about how we receive and give love, we can understand the other person's needs and try to adjust our behaviors accordingly. Compromise. It's almost like the we always think of like, well, if I do this, then I'm not getting what I need. We look at it as a lose-lose situation versus a win-win situation.
Like compromise is a bad thing.
I mean, there are bad compromises.
Well, there are. But if you're both compromising, you're both coming to terms of agreements. Like you're understanding, okay, and so this, this, and this. There's some guidelines, some adaptability, some flexibility, and you can meet there. It's like you said, you're not both losing something, you're both gaining something ultimately, just a more a richness and a depth to the relationship.
And then another way is just be willing to learn and grow together, period. Ain't much more I can
ain't
say
nothing
on
else
just
to say on that
that's
one.
Just it.
Yeah,
we can foster healthier and more fulfilling relationships by recognizing the complexities that arise from mismatched love languages and actively working towards understanding and adapting to each other's needs. Ultimately, showing love in a way that resonates deepens our intimacy and strengthens the bonds.
It's not just about how do you want to have love expressed to you. Love is a circle. It's not a straight line.
It would be so great sometimes if it was, but it's not.
So it's all connected, and how you want to have love expressed to you, someone else wants their way of love being expressed to them.
There's a level of mutual respect that comes with navigating and bridging the gap between mismatched love languages,
and that communication piece is just profound. Right,
chef's kiss.
Mwah. It's so good. What do we say? It's so good. We like it. This
all right,
terrible Italian accent. It was not my best work.
It was very Chef Boyardee-ish, but you know what? We're going to dance now, and we're going to forget that this happened. This song expresses a longing for emotional connection and clarity in relationships.
Like, if you care about someone, you connect with them and love them, you want to know what they want.
Yeah.
You want to know the answer.
Please.
Right?
And this song is by Foreigner. I want to know what love is. Y'all know it.
Y'all know it. Especially if you're in my age gap.
I know it.
I know. But as you pointed out.
Let's dance. Check out this week's song on the Yo Podcast playlist on Spotify.
You know what's so great about that is when we first brought it up, I was like, dang, that song is over 4 minutes. I felt like it was about 2 minutes.
It was not even.
And also I felt during the song, even though it's of such a period of my life, like it was such a pivotal, like so emo.
Teen
hormonal
angst.
Teen angst time in my life. Where you're like, yes, I just want this person on me. And I'm listening to it now and I'm
as
like,
an adult with life experiences.
Oh no. This is about love on so many levels. This is about, I want to know what love is within myself.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know about a higher love connection. And also, I want to share that with somebody. I want to have those conversations and that communication, that deep love and that expression of the love language with someone. It's all of those things.
That chorus is like, it's classic. It's so beautiful. I want to know what love is. I want you, person that I'm choosing, to show me.
To show me.
And it goes back to what we said in the first episode of this Love Unveiled series.
Mm-hmm.
I want to feel what love is.
Yeah. I want to feel what love is. Yeah.
That was a great journey. We really do want to know what love is. And we really do want everyone listening to show the people in their lives what love is and how they receive love, how they give love.
And if you can do it with a gospel choir in the background. I mean, he nailed those vocals. I'm like, what? that was good.
All right. We've kind of answered the question of the day throughout this episode, but I want to formalize it here.
I love when you say stuff like formalize.
Formalize it here.
I love when she uses her business speak explorers. Tara has been uber excited, like child before Christmas Eve, kind of excited about this love series that she's been planning and cognating over since February.
I am beyond excited to share it with our explorers. This if y'all like, can see us recording when we were first talking about today's recordings, I'm like bubbly, like it's finally happening.
It's happening. It's finally happening. It's the love series.
It's the love series. Okay.
I just had to point
today's QOTD. Mm-hmm. What is your primary love language and how does it shape your relationships? And I told you, me and Karen, our primary is quality time.
Quality time. There is nothing more beautiful than making a plan, setting aside time with someone to really immerse in either an activity that you both enjoy or just conversation, just being together. I mean, you could just be quiet and sit there and hold hands if that's the nature of the relationship. To me, it's just so beautiful because time is something that sometimes we feel like we don't have enough of, or we're running out of, or our schedules are so hectic. So even more important to take the time to unplug and to connect, really eyeball to eyeball, like have conversation, looking at each other, being present, like for my children, when they really want to do something with me or they want to have a conversation, being really present. That's a way I can express and receive that love in that particular case. There's nothing like spending that time together, no matter what you're doing.
And I think too, like it shows up to your point and how I love people. If I love you, I'm going to schedule time with you. I'm going to want to spend time with you doing something.
And in essence, you're helping them express love how you want to receive it.
Mm-hmm.
You book the time with them. And you're like, this is happening.
One of my friends, our gatherings, I call them our future hag life meetings. Explorers. Oh, I don't know if you guys have seen The Princess and the Frog, but there's Mama Odie. So she's
Mama Odie. I love me some Mama. So, I mean, I am Mama.
So Mama Odie is like goals for me. I want to be that bayou healer. I'm going to give you really good advice. And I want my hair to be fully white. Genetically speaking, that's real low. But like, so with no teeth, hag life for me looks like no teeth. I don't care. I'm a full love and give you all of the things.
It's all about everything that's happening in here, in the chest.
Yes.
Right?
So that's future hag life. That's the goals. Hag life. And I just texted, like, I noticed we hadn't hung out in a while. I was like, I'm sick of this. When are we meeting? Like, enough.
I've had enough of not seeing you.
Enough. Right? Let's schedule this right now, because if we don't, unacceptable. We're done with that.
Right.
We're done.
Life can get busy, and sometimes you do have to be the proactive party.
Mm-hmm.
It's not great to be the proactive party all the time.
Mm-mm.
When quality time is your number one, part of that expression is someone else saying, hey, I want to spend time with you. Can we spend time together?
Please.
Yeah.
I'm going to send this episode to someone. I don't know how I'm going to send it to them, but I'm just really like, listen, not for me. It's for you.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Send it out in the universe. All right. Anyway, we're going to wrap up now because I took us on a turn.
We did.
Explorers, we hope you take the time to navigate and bridge the gap if there are mismatched love languages in your life.
Mm.
In our next episode, the third in this series, we are going to discuss love styles. Love styles. I know it sounds super fancy. We're really just talking about Greek words for love, because that's where this all started anyway.
That's exactly right. I remember that. You're like, wait, how come we only have
one
definition?
Love. I love pizza and I love my husband. What?
It's like, wait, that doesn't feel like the same element.
The same. Yeah. I found a quote by English poet Elizabeth Barrett Browning. It's very well known, and it is, how do I love thee? Let me count the ways. I love thee to the depth and breadth and height my soul can reach.
That is the goal.
That's the goal.
To be able to love someone with the
your
depth,
whole being,
the height, the breadth that your soul reaches.
Explorers, if you haven't already, we definitely encourage you to investigate your own love language and that of your loved ones. Do like I did. I just made all the people sit down, take this right now in front of me, and let me know your results.
That's what I love about this. You can find it out
right now,
and you can have that conversation and get it in the book.
On Karen's contact record, I have her love languages, the priority ranked, like with my kids, my husband, it's everywhere. We encourage you to do this because love, when expressed in ways that resonate, knows no bounds. Until next time, keep embracing the beautiful intricacies of love and connection.
It is the only thing. So nurture it. for yourself, for others. Always come from a place of love. Love wins, my friends. Mm. Love always wins. Thanks for joining us. Have a beautiful rest of your day. Take good care.
Thank you to Queenie's in downtown Durham for the use of their community podcast studio and for welcoming us so warmly each week. We'd like to give a shout out to Coco Cinnamon, the birthplace of 1023 Media and the Yo Podcast. Please support your local, women-owned, minority-owned coffee shop in downtown Durham. Brought to you by Durham-based 1023 Media, a heart-centered, woman-owned multimedia company.